Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so let me ask everybody something.
Let's just bring in Trista so she could be a part. And then I'm sure Trista's going to get some jokes off, so let's just bring her in here. What's up, TK?
Come on.
Now, go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead. We know. Look, go ahead. It's fine. We knew the second we saw each other. Go ahead.
Trae Young.
Okay.
I'm all for Trae Young.
Trae Young? Trae Young and Zach LaVine?
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
And Trista. Okay, hold on. Here's the thing.
Not the best.
Trista.
This is like Kenny's all-star. He's a bucket, he's a bucket, he's a bucket.
Well, they only have two buckets on there. That's the problem. They only have two buckets. They don't have a small forward, they don't have a power forward, and Domas isn't a bucket. So, no, they need more help. But the also thought process with that is Trae is the prize. Zach will be here a year, maybe a year and a half. But if you can get Trae Young in here – I'm not afraid of Trae Young.
He'll sell
and Zach
a lot of tickets, boy. I tell you that. He'll do the brrr, but then you gotta pay him. Okay? Then you gotta pay Trae Young, because I was just listening to something the other day about his value and how Atlanta doesn't want to pay him max money. They want to pay him on like a descending contract, which again, I agree with. I don't think you can pay Trae Young super max money. He's not that guy. He's a borderline all-star, borderline. He's not a good defender. He's not a good defender. He gets a lot of deflections and steals, but that really is masking how bad of a defender he is. He throws temper tantrums. You can't have any other player in a leadership position, any other vet that plays with him, or he'll get all up in his feelings. All up in his feelings, and I know that to be the case. When Onyeka Okongwu said Jalen Johnson was the best Atlanta Hawks player on the team, I don't think Trae Young passed to him for a month. So it just is, you're kind of getting another like moody guard. Like Foxy was moody and Trae Young is moody.
But so Trae is better, isn't he?
Trae Young is better?
Yeah, than De'Aaron.
In terms of being moody?
No. So, a better basketball player.
I would rather have De'Aaron Fox over Trae Young.
Okay, well, that ship has sailed, buddy. So we're going to have to figure something out.
No, but no, you said, is he a better basketball player? I do not think Trae Young is a better basketball player.
Really?
Otherwise, San Antonio would have gone after Trae Young, and they could have gotten him very easily.
Well, I got
because San Antonio has a bunch of Atlanta's picks that they would be happy to give back to Atlanta if they wanted Trae Young, which they did not. Which, by the way, hot take, I think De'Aaron Fox is getting traded again.
Well,
I don't think that's a hot take at all. I think you're on to something.
It's funny you say that, and I want to get back to this Trae Young thing, but while we're here, I was thinking about this morning because I was listening to something, and it was kind of broken down a certain way where it was like, say the Spurs get KD. We'll just say KD. KD going to want an extension. You know, you trade for him getting that extension probably. Wimby's extension's coming up. Fox is going to be on an extension. I know it'll be a championship contender, but they're going to be pushing second apron territory. Why wouldn't you, this is a borderline cap reset situation, why not just trade De'Aaron Fox and get Dylan Harper? He may not be better than De'Aaron Fox today, but I think his ceiling is higher than De'Aaron Fox. And you reset the cap. You're on a rookie deal. I think I would almost say you definitely trade De'Aaron Fox.
You kind of like assets. Have to do it.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox, you are a Houston Rocket.
Well.
Best case. Worst case, De'Aaron Fox, you're a Phoenix Sun.
You're a Milwaukee Buck.
Yeah. Phoenix, that would be good for Phoenix. I don't think they'd be like a good team with Phoenix.
De'Aaron and Devin?
Yeah. Like that might be a. Would you say that's about the best they could get back? Maybe a cat situation?
The best that they can get back is De'Aaron.
I think so too.
That's a good deal.
Well.
But do you think they'd feel like they have to do that? Like give up De'Aaron? Like you could probably land KD if you're San Antonio without trading De'Aaron.
I think De'Aaron, you can get even more from for De'Aaron like in a second trade.
I feel like I feel like De'Aaron is like a Giannis acquisition.
Correct.
Like what?
A De'Aaron Fox that like you trade De'Aaron Fox for, like I don't think you have to do it for Kevin Durant.
I don't think you do either, but the money situation is what jumped out to me. If you if you have three of those max guys,
sure.
You don't have to give up Castle. Yeah.
You immediately jump into the second acre.
It's much cleaner.
Yeah.
And it makes the cap situation for San Antonio easier. But now that they got Dylan Harper, which we already know that they're drafting. And I like Dylan Harper. I like Dylan Harper since high school. I think I even talked about Dylan Harper on this program prior to him going to Rutgers. And I said, outside of Cooper Flag, Dylan's the one. Mm. He brings everybody else to life. He's the only reason anybody's talking about Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey is not even as good as Brandon Miller, in my opinion. We were all kind of like wondering about how good Brandon Miller would be as an NBA player, which I was wrong. He's quite good, but he is quite good in Charlotte. So now they have Ace Bailey. What do you need De'Aaron Fox for? You have Steph Castle. You have Dylan Harper. They obviously didn't know that when they made the trade. And you keep all those young guys on the same salary timetable. Mm-hmm. You can make a swing for a wing like KD. And then you still are pretty cheap otherwise. Got Vassell. I mean, why not?
And the way you set it up with, if you handle it that way, the way you set it up with KD, yeah, you sign him to his extension. But by the time those other guys are ready for their rookie maxes,
he's retired.
He's gone. So you still got another slot to go get Amen Thompson or something like that. Like you can get another guy on the max slot with the guys that you already have or max type players. I didn't want to. I'm glad you brought it up because I wanted to preface it a certain way because it sounds like hate. I'm not hating on De'Aaron at all. I just think that's the move for San Antonio. Like that is the move for talent wise, and the cap situation is what really stuck out to me. Like
that takes them to a championship level immediately.
Yes.
KD and De'Aaron, or because if you trade De'Aaron and say he's part of the KD deal and you're going with Dylan Harper, it might not make you championship next year. Because I mean, a rookie point guard and a second year point guard. I don't know if they're going to, in a third year center, I don't know if they're going to take you to a championship.
Yeah, but that third year center.
Oh, he's crazy.
He's crazy. That's a little different. So, and as Trista pointed out, he cut his hair. It's over.
He's in the monk mode. He's in Shaolin mode.
If it might put you on pause mode for a year, but I think it sets your cap up better and it just sets your future up better.
What about this, though? Trade Sohan, Keldon Johnson, and someone else random. The 14th overall pick, get the salaries to match. Get yourself Kevin Durant. I don't think Phoenix is getting more than one first round pick and players. So that's deal one. And then you trade De'Aaron somewhere else for more talent or picks or something to stack your coffers up. You don't need to do them in the same deal. You can maximize what you have because KD's a distressed asset right now. The only reason you're getting rid of De'Aaron is because of the cap situation.
Yeah, so suddenly that contract extension that he wanted doesn't look as cute now that Stephon Castle is the rookie of the year.
And they got the number two pick.
Right.
And now you've got now you've got Dylan Harper coming in. So maybe you send him to Brooklyn. You are a Brooklyn Net. You and Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson.
Finally, De'Aaron and Cam Thomas together with Jordy Fernandez.
We've always been wanting this. Barclay, stand up. We've got Fox in the building.
Is Brooklyn in the house?
Brooklyn.
Where's Brooklyn at? Where's Brooklyn
at? You
want
to be close to home? You want to be close to home? You know it's further away than Sacramento.
Oh
yeah, that'll be
that's a little hate. You are an Orlando Magic.
No, that's a lot of hate. Yeah. Yeah.
You are in Orlando.
Or let's just all work together. Send them to Atlanta. Part of that three teamer.
Okay, so let's go back to the Trae Young aspect of this.
I think you're a little tough on Trae, man.
Let's try this from a different perspective. Can the Sacramento Kings acquire a better player than Trae Young?
Yeah. I think you can get Lauri Markkanen.
Really?
Yeah. I think you can get Markkanen. I think Utah is starting to finally understand what the situation they are in is.
I don't think Danny ever understands that situation.
They have to get rid of him. Hold on. The light turned off.
That's okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There you go.
And hold on, while you're adjusting the light situation.
Trista Pendergrass?
No, no disrespect, but what the hell has he ever won? If we're talking about winners.
He's won nothing, well, but you don't need him. You don't need him to be your championship pedigree guard, which I think we kind of all assume that's what a guard does. We're back.
There we go.
We're back.
Radio Oz is like, you never left. Like,
You never left. I was in the dark. I think you can get marketing.
The other thing,
I hadn't even thought of that.
You're going to have to give up Keegan, obviously, but I think we're okay with that. I think we've all come to terms with what I already said.
Okay.
Which is that you're going to have to give up Keegan.
Well, what if you don't have to give up Keegan in a Trae Young deal?
I don't want Trae Young at all.
So here's the other.
I don't want to do this deal. I'm terrified of this deal.
Here's the other thing about the shortcomings that you say Trae has personality wise and all this other stuff. You know what I'm starting to realize, and Trista, you would know this a lot because you're in these circles. Almost all these guys are tough to deal with.
Yeah.
Like almost all of them. Like Tyrese, maybe one of a handful where it's like, no, this guy's just perfect. Steph Curry, he's like that too.
If you could only have a Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese, Steph Curry, those guys. But like, no, you know who you should go get is Ja Morant. Like he's an easy guy to deal with. Like they're all this way. So it's starting to become like if you aren't getting the five guys in the league that aren't difficult or don't have an ego, like, yeah, okay. Trae Young's got an ego. That's cool. They all do.
Dame was a great leader.
Until he got an ego, too.
Until he wanted to run from the grind, switching teams. But
you know, we were at dinner in Las Vegas, and she still found a way to get a Dame Lillard dig in. No cameras, no radio show.
Just, it's real.
Just a casual it's conversation real. Amongst three friends. Dame Lillard dig thrown in there.
Yeah. It'll never end. So he was a great guard. You've got Drew Holiday. Why not go after Drew Holiday?
Because he's older than me.
I don't think that's accurate.
He's 30 what? 35? 34?
I think he turns 36 before the season starts.
You got to rebuild this thing, and you don't want to. It's painful. You don't want to. Scott Perry can't come in and tear it all down, so you have to at least play the game a little, right? Trae Young puts you in a position where you're going to have to max him out, and then you're going to be the Chicago Bulls. And you don't want to be the Chicago Bulls. They're not winning anything anytime soon. You gave up Tyrese. That was where you effed up. Really, that's where it all went wrong.
Is it or
that
was it?
A bonus.
Was it that not acquiring someone like Pascal Siakam or OG Anunoby along the way?
Yes, and we talked about that. And I don't know where those deals fell apart. And that's also where Portland fell apart, was Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby. Because that's all Dame wanted, was just one of them.
Siakam's right? $200 million deal just destructing teams across the Western Conference.
It's Paul George disrupting, like eroding and building new teams, rising from the Phoenix. and Pascal Siakam's $200 million deal. And OG's to a degree as well. Because I know you guys were in talks for OG. We were in talks for OG. And yet we watch the OG trade occur. And it's like, that's all it took for OG. That's all we need to give up.
It had to be the same thing. It had to, because Siakam, we have learned, was a money hangup. And when the Sacramento Kings told Siakam's group what they were willing to offer, that was obviously significantly less than what Indiana was able to offer or was willing to offer in the full level max extension. I think the conversation around OG was similar, but he obviously had, pretty tight ties to New York, and that deal was very much a relationship deal that was a lot closer to getting done at the time than anything involving Sacramento really was.
Yep. Tough. It's a tough situation.
TK, I disagree with Trae, man. I mean, some of the talking points you said, like, I don't disagree with, but I'm willing to take a chance on Trae. Like, I'm willing to do that.
I've heard from, like, teammates of his, like, he's awful to deal with.
I've heard from
he's a crybaby.
Once again, the list is starting to get short of people I haven't heard, like people that you wouldn't even think of that I've heard. Not
like Giannis. Giannis also.
Giannis is on the list. You've heard bad things about Giannis?
Yeah.
People you wouldn't even think of. I've been like, for real, this dude be acting like that?
Giannis, I've heard that Giannis is much more difficult to work with than we on the outside know him to be. That's what I've heard.
I want a stand-up individual like DeMarcus Cousins back.
Come on. Come on.
That's what I want. We don't need any of this. Give me Boogie back. You pop off the Boogie, he just fights you.
Shea isn't like that.
Shea's really good. He seemed like a really good teammate.
Well, J-Dub ain't like that. J-Dub don't utter two words.
You know who you should build around, to be honest, frankly? You should go out and get you some Andrew Nembhard. I'm not joking.
I love him.
I like Andrew Nembhard.
Yeah, I love him.
Andrew Nembhard, if he wasn't an Indiana Pacer, he has a lot of Shea in his game. A lot of Shea. Now, he's a backup, and he plays a different role, but could he be like a – this isn't the same comp in terms of basketball and how they play, so don't kill me, Chatty House. But is this like a James Harden situation where he's not really seen from his current franchise as anything more than an awesome role player, a two-way player who's really stepped things up? When I saw him tween, step back, I said, oh, my God. That's the kind. And he's like Canadian. He's Canadian, so he's never going to do the little stuff that our American stars do, because he's still, at the end of the day, from Canada, upstanding Canadian boy, Canadian man, excuse me. And I really think he's that good. And he's tall. He's taller than you think.
He's so tough.
6'4", 6'5". He's tough. He's gritty. Mm-hmm. Like, you can build a team around Andrew Nembhard. I've never thought about this in my life.
I don't know if you can build a team around.
Did you think you could build a team around Tyrese Haliburton? But you didn't.
Yeah, because he was always one of the best pure point guards we had seen in a while. I would have picked De'Aaron Fox in that situation, but it wasn't a knock on Tyrese. Tyrese was legit. Like, I'll put it to you like this. I saw Tyrese and been like, nah, that guy, he can go. He's a hell of a find. Like, you can. He a franchise point guard somewhere. I never felt that way about Nembhard.
Well, and the thing Nembhard about a good Tyrese, ball player though. The thing about Tyrese that I think is his greatest attribute is that he's a partner with the front office. When they were talking about, hey, this is what Buddy Hield wants, he's like, I love Buddy, but we can't pay him that. He's got to go. See you later, Buddy. Mm-hmm. Love ya. Bye. And that's the kind of relationship that you want with your franchise player, where they help you make decisions. Like, hey, this is what Obi Toppin wants. Man, I kind of need Obi Toppin. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we should pay Obi Toppin. I think we should keep continuity on this team as much as we can because of this is what we're building. I don't think you have those discussions with De'Aaron Fox. You don't. Like, he's like, oh, whatever. You guys are responsible for that. Not me. You know? To Dame's credit, Dame really tried to be a partner, and they just didn't listen to him. They really didn't. He's like, we need a wing to help me out. I am a cone on defense, and I need to be protected.
We know one time De'Aaron spoke up.
Well,
we know one time he spoke up, and his team was like, eh, oh, well. too bad, man. You don't get the call on this one.
Actually, no. Another time. Another time he spoke up.
Well, yeah, I guess he's spoken up a couple times. Well,
he popped off at Damian. Yeah, we know that.
Well,
spoke up then.
I think he still might be. If we're being honest, I think De'Aaron is still somewhere popping off at me. But whatever, man.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, we could all do it. Yeah, who's doing it?
Do
no,
it.
We could all do it.
Let's go ahead. All the way to the top.
It's not my favorite, but
all the way to the
it's
top.
It's not my favorite either, but this is the only way you can see. Are we just the most adorable
have denim on
little,
too, a little
trio?
Light denim.
No,
little
we
light
are.
Denim.
No, we are.
Are we like a little? We're like a little denim Oreo right now.
Yeah.
Look at the lighter denim. The
yeah,
cream.
We're here.
The cream and the Oreo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey,
So, no, we came in. We obviously look ridiculous. So if, I buttoned mine all the way up. But then I went Richard Jefferson and went like four down, went like we were in Vegas and was doing the show like this, just so there's some distinct difference between the two of us and we don't look ridiculous. But I'm not sure what looks more ridiculous, us having matching denims or me looking like Richard Jefferson out here.
Looking like I watched, guys, so we have to talk about this. And I rarely talk about my industry peers because I think it's bad form. So I have a lot of opinions that I do not share. But when the BET Awards announced 106 in sports last night, did you guys see this?
I missed it. I recorded it.
Oh, you guys don't know about this?
No.
So Cam Newton, Ashley Nicole Moss, sports and culture show called 106 and Sports.
Okay.
And it is universally getting crushed. Oh, Ollie. Universally getting crushed on the internet. If you Google it or search for it on Threads or Twitter, X, anywhere, it is. People are like, we weren't asking for this. We didn't want this.
What just never have a host because people weren't asking for it?
No, what they wanted was the return of 106 and Park.
Okay.
Right?
We don't need that.
Well, no, don't do that.
But that's what people that were BET fans wanted was another AJ and Free type show. Mm-hmm. So now Cam Newton and Ashley Nicole Moss, what a duo. And
I actually think they're going to have, if you're into these type of things, they're going to have some moments. Like where they disagree and don't pull any punches with each other.
We'll see how it goes. Anyway, so I went back and I watched a full episode of 106 and Park from 2000.
Nice.
And a lot of the men in the videos had their shirts like Damien. they were dancing in the rain.
Oh yeah, yeah. The early 2000s.
That's what it reminded me of.
You didn't watch that
R&B.
You didn't watch that that episode when Ginuwine was on the stretcher though.
That's no, a classic. I didn't watch that one.
That's the classic.
They had
the
ads and everything. It was Miss Cleo. It was both.
Oh, Miss Cleo.
Back, baby, I was back in it.
Miss Cleo.
106 and Park was though. If they brought back 106 and Park, that'd be cool. That'd be fine.
Put it on BET Plus.
Yeah, put it on streaming.
You can do that.
Artist interviews.
They should bring back the basement while they're at it. Actually, you don't have to do it every day. One episode a week, maybe two episodes a week. Put it on your YouTube or
bring
on
back
streaming.
Caribbean Rhythms. Then, if we're bringing stuff back.
Bring back Midnight Love.
Bring back Uncut.
Midnight Love. Was that Donnie Simpson? Who was
Midnight?
No, that was Video Soul.
Yeah, Midnight. Yeah. They just played the videos.
And that was Donnie in. Was it Les? Big Les.
Les was in on Rap City.
Oh
God, I wanted to be a part of Rap City so bad.
And like I said,
bro, you could have.
Midnight Love will go off.
Oh, Sherry Carter. That's who it was.
Ah, that's a good call. Love will go off. And then the real fun started.
Then the real fun started.
Yeah.
Tip drill.
Yeah. That was a time. I tried to get Trista to rap in Vegas and she wouldn't.
Why not?
It was loud.
She was shy.
It was loud.
Trista's not shy.
She was shy. She was trying not to. She wouldn't rap.
I feel like Katie shouldn't have like a full human being representation of me before the rap part. You know, like you guys didn't know for a while and then you just like you slide it in because you don't want to seem like you're doing too much, you know?
I got a flag right here.
You're getting a penalty.
Oh, slide it in, Rose. Yeah. Slide it in. it's
actually, upon further review, that's a flagrant. That's a flagrant one. That's a flagrant one. No, but I get it. You can't. That's just a... Huh?
Steven, Jesus. Oh, my God.
There's a lot going on in the chat. The chat is... Chat can be NC-17 sometimes, so...
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, man. Well, next time, then you're going to rap then, right?
Well, we'll see. I'm going to try to plan a little Sacramento trip.
Yeah, Trista's going to come stay out here for a while. So maybe we'll get her wrapping on like day three or four.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you could do the podcast from the home studio. Exactly. You'd be in great shape.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. It'll have to be post Summer League. That's what it'll have to be.
I was going to say you're already be out here, but you're on the West Coast anyways. You're just
I am here, baby. Are you going to go to the flight to Sacramento is like an hour? I could do a quick 3 days anytime.
Yeah, probably.
Are you a day trip?
You going to do the full 2 weeks of Summer League?
No. I already booked my hotel 6 nights.
Oh, wow. That's pretty long though. Yeah.
6 nights. Well, because the WME party is always Monday night. So you got to go like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then back on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I think that's what it is. The Wednesday, maybe it's Wednesday through Sunday. I just want one pool day, you know, where like nobody's come in yet.
Okay.
Nobody's here. Just like eat some food, maybe go to a show. I never do that. Maybe play some golf. Just like one
day. Pool. Can you tan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I can tan. I'm not like a ginger wake up call. I get brown. Like this is, you know, this is me at like my lightest.
Okay. Really. Yeah. Okay.
TK would appreciate this because you talk about Summer League and everything. We always love the basketball tournament, although the basketball tournament has gotten a little corporate in the last couple of years.
It has.
Did you see they have a soccer tournament? They started a soccer tournament like the basketball tournament. Yeah. It's on ESPN.
Where? With who?
Same place these basketball teams came from, I guess. Just randomly got them together. $1 million pot. The soccer tournament.
Is it the 7-on-7 women's?
No, they do have men's and women's, but they're on the regular soccer field. I saw that yesterday. I said, wow. I'm waiting for that's what football needs to do. They need to come with a football tournament.
Yeah,
that would
they
be popping.
If I was 20 years younger and flag football started, I would be dedicating my life to it.
That's
what I would be doing.
That's a good point. Do you think we get to the point, because it's popping off in high schools, do you think we get to the point where college has women flag football?
Yeah, I do.
Like,
that'd be dope.
Yeah, there's a professional
they won't get any NIL money, but
right now there's a women's professional tackle league going on right this second. They get almost no publicity. Hmm. They had their regionals or their semifinals here in Portland last weekend. I couldn't go because it was so damn hot. And the OKC game was on Saturday. But yeah, it's happening. They are just full pads and everything. They're very popular. Some of the girls have 300,000-400,000 followers on TikTok.
Man.
Yeah, it's starting to become a big deal.
I don't have anything against the tackle for the women, but I do like the flags.
Got something. What do you got?
Well, no, it's not about football. I was going to ask who's going to lose first, the Lynx or the Liberty. That's what I was going to ask.
Such a great question. Why did they wait for them to play until August?
That's
why
crazy.
Don't we get to see them now?
That's crazy. Yeah,
that's ridiculous. I didn't know that was
Minnesota's 9-0. New York is 8-0.
I think the Lynx lose first just because they were... they were in a dogfight with the Wings at the end of the third quarter last game without Paige. They're going to – the Liberty are so damn dominant. Their point differential is 20 points. That's a 20-point point differential?
Man.
That's ridiculous. Tasha Clouds put them on another level.
I was just about
they
to
went
say,
from
that
Vandersloot.
Yeah.
Who's basically on the precipice of retiring. I think she's played her last WNBA game now that she's torn her ACL.
Yeah, she's gone. Yeah,
the other day.
And they add Tasha Cloud. And I don't know how – they don't even have everybody back yet. I don't even think Fibich is back yet. And Fibich is really good.
That role that Natasha Cloud played, that's perfect for her. Because, you know, sometimes she may think like – because she's super skilled, like, I got this. Like, I'm going to handle this. But being with Stewie and being with Inescu, it kind of keeps her in line a little
and
bit.
Jonquil.
Well,
and
she had Jonquil. To be the one in Washington.
Yeah, she was 1-2 in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And now she can just be a super talented role player and, like, swing games when, you know, we've got Stewie bottled up or we got Sabrina or Jaquez bottled up. Oh, here comes the
It's almost like unfair level of a role
it's
player,
a super
though.
Team.
Like,
yeah,
she's so good.
She's an overqualified role player.
Yeah.
My question to you, as you as a certified bona fide Aces fan, and they are really going downhill fast.
That was tough. I didn't like to see that.
They lost to the Valkyries.
I didn't like that.
I didn't think the Valkyries were going to win another game, and they beat the Aces.
What you
mean? Beat them bad too.
They just won last night too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Sparks. I might have to do a little eating crow of these Valkyries. This Solon, she was undrafted. She's Solon's little sister who plays in the NBA. Ridiculous.
Their whole roster is either undrafted or pushing retirement.
Yeah. Crazy.
There's no in between. They have the strangest roster construction in the entire league.
Mm. I don't know what to make of it.
And somehow honestly, they're out there winning games.
They're out there winning games. Winning more than Dallas, winning more than Connecticut, beating the Aces. But, okay, so take the prime peak Aces that you remember, whether that's the Candace Parker version or the year before that. Mm-hmm. How does this Liberty team stack up to that Aces team?
It's not even close. This Liberty team's way better.
I was just about to say.
I agree.
Before I, like, really started to dive into the WNBA, I don't want to talk. Like, I don't know. I'm not overly familiar with, like, the Minnesota teams and Leslie and Candace Parker Sparks, so I'm not over familiar. This Liberty team,
yeah, they didn't have teams like that.
This feels like the best team I've ever seen in this league. And the Aces, the first year they won the title, that team was crazy. When Jackie was there, yeah. Chelsea was doing her thing. Kelsey obviously Blum. In yeah. Asia. I think that's the only other team I could think of that was this good.
That's what I'm saying. So that Aces team, I think, is still significantly worse than this team because Candace was on her last leg.
Yeah.
She was injured for most of the year. Chelsea was starting to decline. Jackie hadn't yet ascended. Mm-hmm. I think she was just kind of in that.
She had a couple moments.
She was good. Yeah. But she was
good.
They had no Tasha. They had no Tasha Cloud.
They had no Tasha.
No one. Nothing that can compare to her who can. She's a one, at worst a two on every team in the league. Mm-hmm. But she joined the Liberty.
Damn.
And by the way, there's the Minnesota Lynx again, just like they were last year, going blow for blow with what New York is doing in the standings.
Yeah,
still,
they are.
They haven't lost.
Also, here's a little interesting nugget that you have to keep your eye on. Why the hell did the Chicago Sky trade their next year's first round pick to the Minnesota Lynx for the 11th pick that turned into Haley Van Lith, who we are now seeing with our own two eyes, is not ready for being a WNBA player, and they're going to probably have a top three pick, and now the Lynx are going to have a top three pick. They might even have the number one pick.
Lynx going to get
they
Juju.
Might get, well, Juju's not – she's not available until the year following.
Well, it's three years removed, isn't it?
No, you have to be 22 or a senior unless they change the CBA. But they could get Lauren Betts if they need a center. They've got Olivia Miles right there. I think the Wings will probably do anything that they can to get AZ and Paige on the same team. But the fact that Minnesota is this good and they're going to have a top three pick in next year's draft is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem.
25.5 points per game. That's
crazy.
What Feast is
another
doing.
Hot take is Arike and Paige, it's not happening next year. It's done. She's a free agent. She's going somewhere else. They will not be together. Everything that we thought
one
about.
One ball.
Yep. One ball. One ball, one mind, one. It's almost like Paige should play off ball and Arike should be on ball because Paige is more used to that. Mm. She's just not going to take the reins unless she has to. And Arike, she's taking the reins even if no one asked her to. 30 plus shots a game.
Paige had Paige had a concussion this year. Like, she just cleared protocol. I feel like that's not a thing we follow in basketball very often, but she missed.
So did Rekia. Didn't she have a concussion, too?
4 games she missed.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like you said, that's not used to seeing.
It's not a stat you follow. It's not a protocol you follow in basketball very often.
And then she got sick this last weekend. But someone from Dallas just texted me today and said, don't believe that Caitlin and Paige are as banged up as they say. They're waiting. They want to make sure to put these two girls in the glass case until they face each other because of ratings and the excitement, Paige versus Caitlin.
Is
I don't know if it's
coming?
True. The Wings Fever game is on the 19th. No, 27th.
Oh, man.
No,
that's
13th. Oh, no, that's July. Yeah, June 27th.
Oh, that's because that like Caitlin's nearing the point where she should be able to return, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yep.
She's ramping up.
She's back with that's the team.
Yeah, I don't think you can hold her out 17
you can't
more
hold
days.
Her out anymore. No, you cannot.
And they can't win no games without her damn near.
Well, they won one the other day.
Finally.
Yeah.
They play the Dream and
they won a couple.
I don't love that for them. I don't love that match.
Dream have been sneaky.
Sneaky good.
Yeah, Dream have been sneaky.
Brittany Griner. Here's a funny little side note. I was texting somebody about Brittany Griner today being in her renaissance, and my phone auto-corrected to Brittany Griner.
Oh.
Well, all right.
I was like, damn, iPhone? Don't do it like that. Jeez.
Well, you know, it's like an algorithm, right? Like,
yeah.
clearly, that text is... That word has made it to your text. You know, undercover, like, do you know the Dream have been to the finals a whole bunch of times? If I remember correctly, Atlanta's been to the finals at least three times. And I think the stat is they've never won a game.
Really? The WNBA finals?
I believe the number is three times.
Huh.
Yeah,
and have never won a game.
They went in 2010, 2011, 2013, and they lost all three each time getting swept.
Got swept by Seattle, swept by Minnesota, swept by Minnesota again.
That's crazy. Where was I at?
Now that I'm looking at it, they haven't won very many playoff games. Well, no, I guess you got to win to get there. But, yeah, they've been swept by Detroit. Man, they've been swept a lot. They haven't had too many competitive series. Swept by Dallas, swept by New York. Man, that's tough. But, yeah, I've been to the WNBA Finals three times and have not won a game yet.
Well, I don't think it'll happen.
The better question might be this New York team versus those Minnesota teams. The Brunson, Maya, Lindsay, Simone. That might be the real comp. With this New York Liberty team, even more so than the Aces, it might be those.
I don't remember those. I remember those teams. Didn't watch them game in and game.
So those teams were brutal. They got Maya that first year. Simone had this really weird. I don't remember what the injury was, but she had to go through a full like procedure that I think involved a hysterectomy. Like it was something like it took her out. She came back. When she came back, she obviously was a shell of herself, had the whole offseason. Next year, Maya's second year, she was Simone Augustus again, and it was over.
Mm.
Like everyone,
this is what ChatGPT says, that the athleticism and versatility, Liberty get the edge. Because of Stewie, Ionescu, Jones, and Cloud. Clutch pedigree goes to the Lynx. Four championships.
Mm. Crazy.
Depth and scheme. Go to the Liberty, five out offense with Cloud facilitating. Health impact, Liberty's injuries could swing momentum where the Lynx would have the edge. But the Liberty are perhaps the most complete, most versatile team since the more led Lynx. Good call.
Mm. Okay. Maya's got the Kobe treatment. She's got one WNBA MVP.
Yes, wild.
Four championships, five all first teams, God knows how many championships overseas, nothing but gold medals, two-time prep player of the year. God,
she's
Maya.
So good. Maya,
you talk.
Special.
The crazy thing is, Maya, you could make the argument Maya's the greatest women's basketball player we've ever seen, and you could also make the argument that Maya is the greatest what-if. Hmm. If
yes.
she didn't focus her attention on significantly bigger issues, mm-hmm. She's 35 years old right now. She hasn't played a game in.
How old is Vandersloot? Isn't she like the same age as Vandersloot?
Vandersloot's 107.
Yeah.
She's 107.
While we're here, I got to ask TK, I guess I ask you too, Dame. What'd you think about our girl Sabali's criticism of the schedule? That's how you say her last name, right?
Yeah. I think she's right, man. I like that these WNBA players are popping off. I like that she's saying, hey, this is not responsible for you to have us on this many back-to-backs. And we saw that with the Fever last year, where they had such a tough, brutal beginning of the year where everyone thought that they were trash vomit. And it was really just because they were facing all the best teams back-to-back-to-back. And like the first month of the season was brutal all the way up until really the Olympic break. So I think Kathy Engelbert has been taking some body blows, really. I don't think that the players love her. Mm. I think the way that she came out with the New York Skyline dress made it seem like they wanted the Liberty to win. That was a tough look. And you also have it's a different point, but same sort of situation. You also have Nafisa Collier being like, it'd be a real shame if we had to hold out next year.
Yeah.
What do you think the answer is, though, to some of that? Because I know they've got, with the WNBA, they're adding more teams. And they, I don't know, maybe they don't have like a certain amount of time they got to play the games. But it doesn't seem like you can extend the season like on the calendar. This is going to be even more of an issue probably next year, right?
I don't know that they're going to change the schedule amount of games next year, but I think you could extend it out longer.
Start earlier or go later?
Go later. I think it has to go later because you're getting
college. Yeah, that's true.
Because of college.
Yeah, but you're running into a problem there.
That's football.
You're in football longer, and you're flirting with the start of. I mean, you have preseason games, and
it's very tough.
And then I can't remember what they do 2 years. But every 4 years, you have to navigate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Navigate the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. And then I think you would change it also to maybe days where there is no NFL or college, like you play on Wednesdays, and
that's tough nowadays.
You know,
there is no day. You can challenge the Maction. Mm-hmm. That's what you can do.
Challenge Maction.
That'll be when Roger Goodell goes, "All right, guys, Wednesday games." Just like Christmas. We're taking over Wednesdays, boys.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know you got to go, trash but did you see tough. Did you see trash vomit. Did you see Michael Beasley and Lance Stevenson?
How could I? Man, is he a bucket. Man, is Michael Beasley tough.
That was a weird IG story that followed, well, but
yeah,
a lot of last week it was just weird in general.
Yeah,
with Michael Beasley. It was weird. But I saw some of it, just highlights and stuff. And I saw when Lance Stevenson almost got in a fight with the spectator. Did you see that?
Yes.
Somebody
he,
just
like, got into the crowd. Tough.
Hey, this is wild.
Whose spectator right video was tougher, Lance Stevenson or DeMarcus Cousins?
Definitely Big Cuz.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was.
And also Evan Fournier had a good.
Spectator. Oh yeah.
Oh
Fournier,
yeah. Yeah.
He
yeah.
Stuck one in.
Yeah, well, I think I saw his on your. I think yeah. I saw his on your feed.
That one did a lot of views. I think it has like 35,000 likes or something on that on that post.
Damn.
TK
doing numbers.
And the queen of threads.
Yes, she is.
Trying.
Doing numbers.
Trying. And headed to Sacramento soon to sing with Wake Up Call.
She'll have you on in a second. America's next pop star, Trista Crick.
Now, nobody is a better hype person. If Katie wanted to just stop being a host, she could be my agent, really. Like, she's... almost no one believes in me more than Katie does. More than my own mom.
I can.
She texted me right after the show last week, and she's like, "I'm just like Audrey. I'm watching everyone. I'm listening to everyone."
I was gonna say your mom, but you're talking about Katie.
Yes.
Oh, that's terrific.
Katie texted me right after last week's show.
That's terrific. Hi, Mama Crick. By the way, you know, Mama's Crick always watching.
What's good, Mama Crick?
Mama's got a little bit of, don't mean to break a HIPAA violation, but she's got a little kidney infection going out. So give your prayers and wishes and antibiotics to Mama Crick.
We're going to get Mama better, and we're going to get her a microwave, because we learned that Mama Crick doesn't have a microwave. So we're going to get her. She doesn't want one.
She just
cooks every day?
Never had one.
Yep. Yep.
Never had one? Never had a dishwasher?
Nope. She ain't about that life.
Key Sweat said those are the type of women that are going by the wayside. Need to bring them back.
Well,
Key Sweat said they don't know how to cook no more.
Well, that's all Mama Crick does is cook.
That is.
She cooks.
She's cooking up.
TK cooked the internet.
Yep, steak and vegetables tonight.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right, TK, we love you. We appreciate you.
Take care, TK.
Trista Crick, we'll come back. We'll get back to the Sacramento Kings. I guess we can talk a little bit more seriously about the DeMarcus Cousins video that hit the internet and what Zach Lowe had to say prior to all of this about Trae Young.
Mm.
That's ahead here. Plus, Jason Jones still on the way on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. It's funny when you're talking to someone, like reporters do this all the time. It is a fascinating thing to watch. Like old school, like beat writers, they write stuff down right on their notepads. Mm-hmm. But it makes no sense. Like, if you looked at a reporter's notepad, like, I bet Jason Jones is the same way. If you look at Jason Jones' notepad, it probably doesn't make any sense. But he knows exactly what he wrote down and what it means. Mm-hmm. I'm looking, I told the guys, for some reason, I still have the notepad that has the notes from that conversation I had with De'Aaron. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, hey, you cool if I keep track of what we're talking about? He said, yes. I don't know what any of this stuff means. I mean, some of it I do, but like, there's literally a note that said, Mike got fired. And then there's an arrow pointing to the word probably.
No, like, he got fired.
No, Mike definitely got fired. I don't know what the probably meant. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I have all of these arrows pointing to different notes. Like, what does this even mean? I don't know.
You knew at the time.
I knew at the time. I knew the next day what it meant.
That is what matters.
This is comedy. The Mike got fired with the arrow that says probably is so funny to me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to do something I rarely ever do real quick. I almost never do this.
Okay.
And when I say it, you'll be like, you're right. You don't really ask for this. Giants start a 3-game series against the Rockies tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to need all three. I'm going to need a sweep. You know I don't do that.
Yeah, the Rockies stink.
I'm going to need all three, bro.
I got you.
2 out of 3 is
that's okay.
Not good enough. The Rockies have 12 wins right now.
Yeah.
I need all three.
I got you. And you got it's the Dodgers after this?
I was watching Dodgers-Padres last night. Extra inning loss. Padres couldn't get the job done.
You're going to feel that way the 4th of July, too, aren't you? I'm going to need you to just smack the A's around and get out of here. Score a minimum 10 runs a day.
Willie Mays is playing.
I'm about to say, if you got our boy out there.
Yo,
that's that might be the best catch I've ever seen.
That was crazy.
Nah, we need to. That one's gotta go on the screen. That was
crazy. That was absolutely insane.
He wasn't even like under it either. He had to reach out to the side.
Yo, so
Aaron had some hang time on the wall.
Yeah, I don't.
Can someone else do it? This is Kyle's computer. Yeah, Kyle's being a smart ass and logged out of Twitter.
Why?
We know why.
Twitter logged us out. The company logged us out.
Well, no, this was Kyle's personal Twitter.
I got logged out on this one, too.
Come on.
Man, we're all logged out. This company's so whack. Stop logging us out of stuff. Let me figure out if I could do this.
Let me see. I think I might.
I just want to put that catch on. There is something about.
Now, hold on. I'm here. They couldn't get your boy.
There's something about that play that is so spectacular to me.
It's unbelievably difficult. That is a tough, tough play.
Like I watched those Bo Jackson plays on loop when I was younger. I'd watch that Bo Knows Bo video over and over and over again.
We could play YouTube videos on here, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I got you. Hold on. I got you.
Sorry, I reached to the punch, pal.
They couldn't. Okay.
Sorry, Casey.
You got to be quicker than that.
All right, so here's the play base. Last night. We can go ahead and dump that sound.
Yeah, this one to center.
Nice crack at the bat in a little choppy video, but goodness gracious. My.
What a play. What a play.
Denzel Clark.
I'm
that
with you, Jesse. That's one of the greatest
nuts.
Catches I've ever seen.
And I love the strut. My boy's like, what? What's good?
One of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
That is Bo Jackson, Ken Griffey Jr. levels.
He's not even, like I said, it's not even a normal home run robbery or whatever. He's literally, like, look where he's at, reaching over for it still.
He's climbing the wall.
Come on. And like I said, one of the things that gets lost sometimes, I know I did it until you, like, get out on the field. The wall, like, that's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy to climb the wall. And then to be going full speed, time where the ball is going to be, all this other stuff, it's crazy.
Watching this, he's catching the ball on its way down. A lot of guys are snagging it with the snow cone in the air.
Yeah.
He's catching it on the other side of the fence on the way down.
This catch right here.
Goodness.
Mike Trout had an insane catch in Baltimore 1 year. Griffey's got a great one. Did Bo go rob one?
Oh, Bo robbed a bunch of them.
Because I feel like the one.
Bo did the one where he came running in, kind of like Denzel was just doing, pumping his fist. That was one that was over.
Yeah, I feel like.
That's one of his better ones, because that's one where he got his elbow was over the fence. And he reached back and caught that one and ran back in, pumping his fist. Then there was one that Ken Griffey got. And he, for some reason, caught it and then just took off on a full sprint back to the back to the dugout.
I'm not imagining the bow. The bow one is one, but I mean these are I say these moments. It's like five of the greatest catches I ever remember.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them now. Man, That might be the best.
Bo got that one. He was chasing. He think he caught it just before the warning track, and then climbed up the wall.
That's the one I always think. I saw that the other day. That's iconic, absolutely iconic. But between,
let's run some. Let's run some Bo highlights here. Oh my god,
Yankees! Look at this one.
Let's run some Bo highlights.
That's a tall wall right there.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ah, that boy is bad. That boy is nasty.
Jesse, while we're here, can we see the Mike Trout joint? That one. That.
So what's funny, I don't even think that was the end of the inning. Bo went running back, and then no one else. I think he just like slowed down and threw the ball back in. Like, one out. Bo is bad.
Mike Trout was against the Orioles, right?
Yeah, that's before yesterday. That was probably the greatest one I'd ever seen.
This is one of my favorite plays in all of sports.
Robbing the homer.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the good infield stops and the throws, those are good. The diving catches, you know, in the field of play are good. But these ones,
robbing the homer,
there's an exhilaration to this. Yeah.
It is special. Here we go. We got Mike Trout up, dead center in Camden Yards. Oh, go get that young fella. Go get that Mike Trout.
Barely got that one.
Mike Trout. Go get that. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Mm.
Man, and he sold out there. I would rank Denzel's above that one.
Torrey Hunter, I just seen him in that clip. So, he got one against Bonds in the All-Star game.
He had one. Yeah, he had a crazy one.
Torrey Hunter was one of the greatest center fielders ever.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
I love that play, man.
Yeah, so if Clark's in center field when the Giants come, I mean, I don't know. My boy.
Might be 11-2 that day instead of 13-2.
I'm about to say, my boy Wilmer Flores might get robbed.
How the hell did the Giants score 11 runs with that batter's box?
Oh, who knows? Yeah, you can barely stand in it.
You don't be great.
You can barely stand up.
Logan Webb is tripped for the fifth time today trying to pitch off of the mound. This is unbearable.
Logan Webb's going to strike out 16 and go, you know, this is the greatest mound I've ever been on.
And there goes Bob Melvin thrown out. That's all. Wait a half hour until they get to the clubhouse.
This is the Giants come out after the series. Man, I don't know what it is. This is the safest ballpark we've ever been in. I'm not.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
Yeah, no, the poor Rivercats just taking their own lives into their own hands.
Again, let's all start a GoFundMe for the Rivercats, given they have to play on this field.
Come on, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.